Hello world and welcome back. This is Gary Go by Cutica Health with your host Taman. Today we're looking at the topic, are you addicted to your phone? Are you addicted to your phone? It's a question for you. So the trend of addictions has been changing as technology advances. Today, phone addiction has become a global challenge, with as many as 50 to 70% of phone users reporting being addicted to their phones. The average smartphone user unlocks their phone 150 times a day, with 99% of users showing some fear and anxiety if they accidentally leave their phones. This raises the question of addiction to phones, and exploring this will require using traditional and novel tools to assess phone use vis-a-vis addiction. So first things first, addiction is defined as compulsive engagement in rewarding stimuli despite adverse consequences. It's a brain disorder and is quite difficult to address. Phone users are said to be addicted to their phones when they make use of their phone despite adverse consequences, such as sleep deficits, stress, impaired relationships, poor grades, etc. Usually, the occurrence of these adverse events should result in reduction in use or a complete disuse of phones, usually the former. But if an individual still uses his or her phone despite this, addiction can be defined. So our first question, how to know if you are addicted to your phone? You have some questions to ask yourself. Number one question for you, do your loved ones express concern? Number two, do you neglect or have trouble completing duties at work, school, or home due to phone usage? Number three, do you spend more and more time using a phone? Number four, do you check people's profiles repeatedly due to anxiety or other unexplainable reasons? Number five, have you had accidents or injury due to phone use? Number six, do you have a weak or non-existent social life outside social media? Number seven, are you isolated from your loved ones? Number eight, do you get angry or irritated if phone use is interrupted? Number nine, do you get up at night to check a phone? Number 10, do you reach for the phone the moment you are alone or bored? Number 11, do you have phantom vibrations, thinking the phone buzzes when it doesn't? And number 12, have you made attempts at limiting phone use and found it difficult? Now, the presence of more and more of these traits make phone addiction likely, and it's important to identify it where present. This is because you can't get the help you need if you don't know you have an addiction. Making a checklist of phone usage can be helpful to unravel any addiction that might be too subtle to pick at surface level. Treating phone addiction requires traditional methods of treating addictions generally, including cognitive behavioral therapy, group therapy, marriage or couples counseling, group support, psychotherapy, motivational interviewing, and medication-assisted treatment. Phones are an important resource in the 21st century, and they are important for communication and keeping up to date with the latest happenings in our fast-changing world. But addiction to phones can become detrimental to the well-being of individuals and the world in general. Phones are nowhere the new cocaine, but they are getting closer to that reputation day by day. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you.
Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.